Blog Talk Radio.
Let me do that again. Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paragon Radio, and I'm your host, Pogo Man. It helps not to have the mute on your microphone when you start the show. I'm a little out of it, as you could tell. Long weekend, long holiday weekend. Hope for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving this weekend, enjoyed your weekend. So let's just get to it. I'm going to bring on my co-host. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. We just call him Mad Viking.
Just when you thought it was safe to come listen to Paragon Radio, it's the return of the drinking game.
Oh, yes, folks. If you didn't have enough last Monday night, if you didn't drink enough on Thanksgiving, I'm sure you're going to get your asses blitzed tonight.
Yep, sip of heroes. Some went for a twofer.
My, oh my. And on wrestling side, if you watch Survivor Series, whoo, what a show it was. We had not one, but two returning superstars. I'm not going to say who they are in case you haven't seen it yet. But if you're watching Monday Night Raw, you know who they are right now. What I can't figure out is this. When they have their pay-per-views or premium live events now, as they call them, why is it when they show the winning pin, they go one, two, and it fades to black, but you hear everybody in the audience that was there go three. Like, why can't they show the full three count? I mean, I've seen it's like, what? They're not allowed to show the final three count when you just went one, two, and I swear they just faded to black on the main event. And I'm like, huh? What is the point of that? Even with the new owners, they still do it. I don't get it.
Yep. Well, anyway, and you also found out we have an update from City of Titans, so we got a full boat now.
We got. And I have some, and of course the SAG, whatever it is, the actors, writers strike is long over. People are finally getting back to business, and I have a few updates on some upcoming movies. And then, of course, we shall go to the Tome from the Tomb.
Yep, so we can just get it out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Once again,
yes.
Ship of Heroes is here to torture your liver.
That's right. Let's get you all nice and blitzed before we get to all the other. This way you sit down. Hey, somebody's frozen us. Who's frozen us? We're already chilled over here in City of Heroes, and I wasn't paying attention.
It would not be City of Heroes unless someone ran up and spammed the ice. Come on.
Yes,
you
know ice armor.
You know
okay.
This.
I feel so safe being ice armored on the steps of City Hall. There.
You know, we're talking tradition.
There we go. Okay.
Here we go. And tonight's Ship of Heroes subject is power augments better than gear. All right, here we go. Power augments allows players to strengthen specific stats of different powers. They are Ship of Heroes, at the end, version of gear upgrades, but your appearance and build are entirely independent. All right, so far so good. For example, you can improve the damage, accuracy, or... No comma in front of the or. That's one. Recharge time of any power. In the 20-5th century.
Oh, come on!
Heroes have advanced to the point of being able to strengthen, or augment...
God.
Hence the name hyphen.
I just want to do a long 30-second whistle and tell everybody, drink the fucking bottle. Just pop a fresh bottle, drink the whole thing. I'll see you next week.
We're up to four or five. Let's see. One, two,
I
three.
I think five.
Okay. their own superpowers, comma, making themselves more capable of handling the many enemies the FHS Justice faces on a regular basis. These augments can include anything from a magical power hyphen up, six, comma, to specialized technology, comma, to even downloading new skills and memories. Future updates will likely give more detailed explanations about how different augments work in the lore. You, comma, the player, comma, get to decide which backstory and which augments you choose for your character. Okay, I guess they realize they now know it's a drinking game, so they're giving you a breather moment.
I guess so. And Monty Hall has joined us.
Hey, Monty.
Sorry, go ahead.
Augmenting powers. He could turn this into a game show. Every time he blows that whistle, we'll hand a prize.
Yeah, right. Well,
he'll be broke.
Right.
Augmenting powers has its own menu, comma, which can be accessed from a button on the general powers menu. Augments can be dragged and dropped on or off a power anytime you wish.
Hold on. I'm saying hi to Monty.
Okay. Augments themselves get placed into slots which are on each individual power, and over time a character can gain more slots that can be placed on any power they like. Scroll. Recently, comma, we've added a new feature, colon, at the bottom of the power augments.
Oh.
At the bottom of the power augments menu, comma, you can see how many slots you have left to place onto powers, comma, and how many augment slots are still empty. Who's hit the floor? Who's hit the floor? And no one's hit the floor yet. We've added this feature after feedback from our last event.
Hold
comma.
On, hold on. I don't think Natalia made it tonight. I think Natalia's still drunk from last week. So,
okay, where was they?
I don't know. On the floor.
We added this feature after feedback from our last event, comma, because wait a minute, you don't need a comma there. People didn't seem to realize that they could place slots onto powers after leveling up or put augments into those slots in order to improve the power further. Scroll. Currently, comma, there is no penalty for having more than one of a type of augment on any particular power. You want to have your fireball power with every slot having a damage augment?
Mm-hmm.
Knock yourself out. Actually, two sentences with the right punctuations. Okay.
I have wrestling on in the background with no sound.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton is in the ring with Rhea Ripley.
Mm.
And it's the first time they've been in the ring together since she joined Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smelling an RKO coming up. I'll let you know. If it happens,
okay.
I'll just go, RKO! RKO! The one the world's been waiting for! Okay, sorry, go ahead.
The attack will miss sometimes, comma, but we... comma, but, huh?
You don't comma,
but.
We
feel... but we feel
gee,
that...
Gee, that should be a grammar rule. That's a grammar rule you never see, but it's there.
Yeah, we feel that if that's how you want to play, comma, then you should be able to play that way. Or you can slot a bunch of recharge augments to speed up how often you can cast fireball, comma, if you rather spam a weaker fireball of more of hyphen 10.
Huh? Often 10? Often hyphen 10? What?
No,
what?
Often is actually off hyphen 10.
Oh, that no, that gets a double. I don't even know what number we're up to anymore. I wasn't counting. I just lost count.
Or you can even do a mix of augments, hyphen. It's all up to you.
Break what thing?
I'm going to break that whistle by the way that we're going here.
I have a break of like, so.
You have backup for just as that's an emergency. Most augments need to be purchased from a vendor, comma, but a few may drop from enemy.
We don't comma the butt. We just said that.
Starting the sentence. And keep in mind.
Wait. He started the sentence with and?
Yes. And keep in mind, comma, augments stack addictively with buff powers. Yeah, addictive.
They stack. Wait, they stack addictively.
Additively. Additively, maybe.
Additively.
Okay. With buff powers, comma, and.
Hold on. Sorry.
And with infusions, if you carry a lot of accuracy or healing infusions, comma, this is thought. No, wait a minute. Back up. And with infusions, there's supposed to be a period because the first one is a capital I on the F.
Yes.
Miss the period. Yes. If you carry a lot of accuracy or healing infusions, comma, you may need more damage augments to do any real damage. Augments and infusions, comma, as much as the power sets and archetype shape, the combat mechanics of Ship of Heroes.
This is just one big clusterfuck, man.
This is the drink that just won't end. In the future, comma, we plan to have special augments that are designed to be placed on a single, now the word is power, but it's POW-ER.
Oh, come. You know, I think they're onto us, and they just want to make this a ridiculous.
As a set.
You know, I think he's in on a joke, but it's making himself look bad. Come on.
These special augment sets would give players additional bonuses if they're placed all together on the same power, comma. No hyphen, it's a comma. Making them better than the current basic augments that drop from enemies or are bought from vendors. We haven't finalized anything, though, so if you got a cool idea, comma, feel free to share it. If we like it, comma, we may use it. So what else should we know about augments? Our augments are not currently level hyphen bound. Well, should I say it's current level space hyphen bound. This feature responds to requests from the community. An argument that works at level 1, comma, continues to work at level 20. An augment.
I'm sorry. That's augment.
That
hold on. There was an RKO. It was to the guy who came out in a neck brace from Survivor Series.
Okay.
It's like, oh, him and Dominic Mysterio came out and jumped Randy from behind right before he was going to attack. It was like he was moving in to give Rhea a RKO. And I'm like, oh, the two weakest members came out to attack Randy. And I'm like, oh, the guy in the neck brace is going to get it.
Oh, J.D. McCullough. Okay. In the future, we'll be adding a few extra slots for, quote, universal, unquote, augments that impact all your powers. Yes, they did the quotes over universal. We're planning.
I gave it.
Yeah.
I don't
we're
care. I gave it one.
We're planning for one slot per every 10 levels of advancement.
Ooh.
The maximum number of augment slots for any power is 7. So in other words, they go to level 70 at the very least.
Ooh. Ah. La-di-da.
Well, this amp goes to 11.
But why don't you just know this one goes to 11?
This maximum number of augment slots for any power is 7. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I just made sure there was nothing there. All right. While augment will drop.
Hold on. You said that twice, so it syncs in with us. Yes.
All right.
The maximum level is 7.
While augments will drop from defeated enemies, they could also be purchased inexpensively from vendors. And starting the sentence with an and.
Hold on. Sorry.
And the ones that have dropped can be sold to those same vendors. Yes, there's more. Here we go. Once you begin playing SOH, you'll realize that even below level 10, you will likely have one or two favorite powers that have 4 or more slots installed, which means your damage, accuracy, recharge, or other stats. Ooh, they finally got that right. Other stats will be improved quite a bit if you have the right augments installed. Don't take the risk of being under-powered. Install those augments as soon as you level up. Should I read the technical notes? All right, here we go. We have two levels of augments for the major stats working in the game right now. Augments with set bonuses are coming in the future. We're also looking at whether augments that add a stat to a power, like adding a hold or a regen debuff or a ranged attack,
Try
there was no comma in the beginning, and they put the comma there. Would be too game-breaking.
If you have, because I can't. No. I pause because I can't believe they do this. So,
if you have an opinion, feel free to comment on the forum. Not only do augment vendors hail you if you have empty augment slots, power trainers can do the same if you have leveled up and are ready to pick a new power. Last sentence. Augment vendors are marked with a yellow circle when targeted. Okay. I don't think we reached 37, but there is a dead liver somewhere.
I think between last week, the holidays, this week.
All right. Well, that's done.
Holy shit.
What?
Somebody brought up this guy Jelly Roll.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. And he's at Raw. And I was like, oh, that's why they brought him up. Okay.
Okay.
That's all. He's Otis and Jelly Roll did a stomach. Belly smash to each other in the back. I didn't know who he was. I thought they were introducing him as like Otis's brother or something like that. I was like, oh, okay. See what happens when you don't have the volume?
You kind of make
all these stories up in your head.
Right. I can't remember the name of the character he used to play, but the big tall one of... The Bullet Club with what's his name? Back to the One is act where he goes crazy when he hears the bell ring. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
Carl.
Yes. I always hear Carl Gallows.
Luke Gallows.
Yeah, Luke Gallows. Right, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows. Oh, you know what's so funny about that? Like a month ago, they were doing like worst gimmick ideas. And it's like, and I was like, I can't believe he's actually Luke Gallows. I can't believe he's part of like one of the greatest tag teams of all times now. Went to New Japan, reinvented himself.
All right, your turn, Ship of Heroes. Probably not as many drinking moments, but
no,
of your City of Titans.
City of Titans. Yeah, they know what they're doing. So. Yeah. Okay, who knows? Because they only do some. You know what? They don't do a weekly thing, and they're pretty much. Okay, so Titan City has arrived. Time to explore. Okay, so look out, people. Titan City has arrived. And then they want you to watch this video. I didn't have time to watch it because I was surprised they actually had an update. Okay, then they want you to download the latest update now. Okay, to download, just open the icon on your desktop if you have one, or go to the store and download a new installation here. It's store.missingworldmedia.com/CityTitans/. Oh, and make sure you have 50 gigabytes of space available for the download. Okay, because, well, this must be a big update. Because what is being released with this update? Like a phoenix from the flames, Titan City is coming to life today. And we invite you all to come experience the beautiful city you all helped us envision and create. We know it's been a long time since we have spoken. Yes, it has. And an even longer time since we started this journey. But now, we are at a point where we are ready to open access to the massive, immersive world the City of Titans volunteers have created for you. Today, you can download from our patch the latest update and have access to the full launch area of City of Titans.
Oh, tell me you have the Jesus Christ Superstar song ready, because we've been waiting for Yeah.
I know. I should. Hold on. Before I go further, you're right. I should have it.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd it go?
I don't know. I gave it to you.
I had it on here. Oh, wait a minute. I know what we named it. I think I know what we named it.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute.
In case a certain person finally showed up.
yeah, but it's not.
I know I sent it to you.
I know, and I loaded up, but it was like something like. Just give me a second, folks. Hold on. I named it something else. I don't know why I just didn't leave it.
I was like, what? You didn't like Hell Freezes Over or something?
Something like that. Yeah, it was something like weird. Hold on. Who the hell is it?
Oh, Tundra Mouse. She is... one of the new listeners of Dawn Radio. Let me tell you, I started advertising on the forums as well as Monty Hall, Wolfgang, Hell Lord Satan's been advertising, Henchy, and Bunny Night and my show on Wednesdays, big time pickups. And Tundra Mouse is one of those people, as well as Tricky Raven brings a bunch of listeners. So that's where the confusion is. Well, I think it's still on Skype. I don't know how far back you have to scroll to it.
Oh, here it is. Okay. It's
all
actually
right.
Superstar Instrumental. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Is this what you want? Yeah, this is what we wanted.
Yep, this is it.
All right, hold on. Trying to get to a point I can read over it. All right, so with that, hey, Lord, City, is that too loud? Is that too loud?
Well, the others have to make that. I can hear you.
All right, let me know what they said. All right, is that too loud?
You can now lower it. The fanfare part's over.
Okay. Where am I? Okay, there we go. You don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 8 large city districts and 42 unique neighborhoods, themed areas, are ready for you to explore. What can players do in the new environment? Same features as the island. Every feature that was available in our island test area is available in the new city area that is being released. Players will create characters using the same avatar builder. And in the city, be able to use the same travel powers of flight, parkour, and teleport. Combat. Villains to fight are very sparse, currently in the environment, but if you find them, you'll be able to use the same fighting powers that have been available for the island. These include a fire blast, PBAOE, punching, and kick melee options. In future updates, we will be vastly expanding the powers and available villains for you to fight, as well as NPCs for gathering missions. Weather. The temporary weather control tools are also still available. Hold on. They get one. Although later, when players are able to enter the game together, this control will be disabled. It is still a fun option for players to see how weather will change the look of the game in various weather conditions to be implemented by developers in the future. What are limitations players should be aware of with this release? The update is PC only for now. Titan City is committed to providing the full game in Mac version, but this current update only allows access. Can you guys hear me? I'm hearing a lot of static in the background.
I can hear you.
I don't know why I'm hearing static. It might be I don't know.
That could be me.
All right, let's see. Mac, but this current update only allows access into the big city area of the game. The players are downloading from PC. Work is being done to offer Mac access soon for PC users. Make sure you have 50 gigabytes of space available for the download. No mini map yet. Titan City is a massive environment, so massive, that it is easy to get lost. In the future, there will be a mini map to locate landmarks, moguls, mission contacts, and other features of the game. No driving cars, flying blimps, careening roller coasters yet. While there are many animated features in the game already that give the environment a feeling of authenticity, many animated features of the environment still need to be enacted. Moving vehicles, blimps, airplanes, monorails, and many mobile features of the environment are planned to be added in future updates. No entry to interior buildings or missions yet. Entering locations like Titan City Hall that will be key for missions or other activities is not available now, but planned for future updates. Players will access an instance location when they enter interiors of buildings or missions, and accessing instance locations will require a server, which is planned for the future. Very few villains to fight in the environment right now. Currently, there are very few villains to be found in the environment to fight. It will be a project for a future update to populate the vast game area with villains to fight and other citizens, but this is planned for one of our next updates. Save a copy of previously made costumes. If you have costumes already made with the Avatar Builder that you want to keep, make sure to make a copy of your costumes from the costume folder and the project before downloading the new update. If, for some reason, your personalized costumes are lost in the download, you can replace the costume files in the costume folder. The costume folder can be found in /COTGame/players/costumes/or /game folder/players/costumes. Boldface, what are the Titan City districts that will be available to explore? 1. Alexandria. And from there, you could go to the Phoenix Plaza, Pharos Neighborhood, Olympia Neighborhood, Museum Row, Ephesus University. Next neighborhood, Old Bradford. You go to the Scholarton Neighborhood, the Theater District Neighborhood, Firetown Neighborhood, New Bradford Neighborhood, and Burn Park. On the next district, downtown, you go to Fitzgerald Square, Liberty Row with Fountain Street, Downtown Port, Common Street, Modern Downtown, Armistice Street, Downtown Tangles, Skywalk's Entrance. Our next district, Northeastern Research District, Progress Park. Zuckumph Sky Park, Visionary Way, Eden Tech Biocampus, and Pioneer Point. Our next district, Victory Beach, the main entrance area, the Boardwalk, Treasure Row, Dark Castle, River Adventure Area, and the back entrance area. Our next area will be Aurora, Eos Park, Light Street, Walter Square, Daybreak Ridge, and Hollybriar. Next up, Reinhardt Park with Lake Verandi, Northfield, Southfield, and Freetown Woods. And finally, the airport, which will have the main terminal, runway and passenger gate areas, the hangars, the abandoned runway and hangars, airport entry area, rental cars and parking, airport hotel row, and Stoneham power plant. Now, there's questions you may have about this update. Access to the game. How do players who already have an account access the game? Simply log on to the game with your City of Titans launcher, and it will automatically patch the update. How do players who don't have an account purchase and access the game? To purchase your copy of the City of Titans launcher, visit our store at https://store.missingworldsmedia.com. A purchase of $50 or more will give you a link to download the launcher for Windows or Mac-based machines. Here's a question about the Avatar Builder. Can I load templates with the Avatar Builder? Answer, yes! In the /load character drop-down menu, there's a list of templates characters you can use as they are, or modify them and save the template into a character that is more in your style. Another question. I find the controls for character creation to be a bit complicated. Is there any place to help explain them? Yes, look here. https://www.youtube.com/watch. Holy shit, I'm not going to read all that. Trust me, there's a place on YouTube to go watch. Okay, you want me to read it? Watch, V, lowercase v, equals sign, capital B, capital X, lowercase F, capital X, capital V, lowercase M, lowercase T, capital D, capital L, lowercase B, capital Q, ampersand, lowercase T, equals sign. The number's 4-2, lowercase s. Now, if any of you wrote that fucking thing down, fuck you all, I'm not repeating it.
Somil, Somazov, Hassan Pfeiffer Incorporated.
Holy shit. All right, game environment. How do players access the game environment from the Avatar Builder? After players create a character in the Avatar Builder, when they select both primary and secondary players, they will see a start button to enter the game environment. Next question. How do players fly in the game environment? Hit Alt-F or just double jump. Either way will get you flying. Question. How do players teleport in the game environment? Hit T for teleport. Okay. How does parkour happen in the game environment? When you get close to a ledge to climb, parkour is currently automatic. This will change, however, in future updates when players will have the option to select active travel powers. Next question. Is there a key for getting unstuck from a spot you are trapped in? Answer, yes. The period button can unstick you. Okay. Question. How do I access the weather controls in the game environment? Answer. Press P to open and close the weather controls window, and you'll see the weather control bar. Click on any of the icons to dramatically change the weather. All right, boldface combat. How do players target a foe in the game environment? Answer, the target widget shows up when a target is in range to be targeted and looked at. To target a foe, look in their direction, and you will see a white target widget. To target the villain, hit F key, and a red target will lock onto the foe. Once locked on, if there is more than one enemy, you could switch using the tab key. Cursor targeting will be added later. Next combat question. What are key controls for fighting in the game environment? Answer, hit 1 to punch a foe, 2 to kick a foe, 3 to fire blast, 4 to slam the ground knocking foes. Okay, one more combat question. It is a game environment area that is available now, the entire game environment? Answer, the currently available game environment is huge, but it is less than half of the total environment plan for the game. You can visit the areas of the game that have yet to be built and are just the open landscape. Signs will show that this is the south area of Titan City, which is to be built in the future. Boldface, reporting game errors. This is a testing period for Titan City environment, and you can help us by reporting any errors if you see them. In the game environment, if you hit comma, a screenshot will be taken with the coordinates of where you were located in Titan City. You can share any errors with us in our Discord General Game Bugs thread so we can fix the error in the game. All of us at Missing Worlds Media are excited for all of you to start exploring Titan City. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, or related to Happy Thanksgiving, since this probably came out after our show last week, but obviously before this week's show. We are grateful for your support and hope you all have a wonderful holiday discovering Titan City.
All right.
And that's this week's game updates.
Now, the most important question, since we have been reporting every update about City of Titans, and I noticed there was an omittance.
Yes.
I noticed it. Where is
okay.
Captain Orbit and the Orbit Room?
That's true.
They made such a big deal.
Plaza?
We will not have that in the Orbit Room.
That's right. I forget what it is. I was looking for that. I was like, wait, where's the Orbit Room supposed to be? Well, I'll tell you what. I will post the link. You can watch it because there is a video of exploring Titan City.
And I still want to do the voice of Captain Orbit. Let's face it.
I want to.
I've been working on it.
I want to do tweaky, tweaky, tweaky. Tweaky, tweaky, tweaky. And so here, yeah. I'll put that in the coalition over here in, hold on. I'll also do local if anybody wants to check out the video. All right, there. I did that there. Now I'm going to pop on over to...
I wouldn't have put that in the broadcast because in case there's a dev list watching.
All right. Well, I put it in the coalition. I know. I shouldn't have put it in the local. All right. So I'm just going to put it in Dorn Radio, and I meant to put in the coalition. And Hold on. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to put it there. Okay. Oops. Okay.
Everyone who has City of Titans, you tell them. We got two people. One was volunteering to be the voice of Captain Orbit. The other one of the Tiki.
Good.
The space Tiki.
Tiki, 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 Tiki.
We had so much fun with that one. And
that's
we
right.
will not be denied Captain Orbit.
No, we won't. All right. So, before we go further, roll call.
Okay. if rain was on, you'd be going like, well, better late than never.
That's right. But over here on City of Heroes, on the beautiful steps of City Hall and downtown Atlas Park on the Excelsior server, we have ourselves, Pokemon Mad Viking. We have Princess Battlecry. We have the one and only Monty Hall from Let Us Make a Deal. And standing in front of me, the Tundra Mouse.
She is fierce. She will
She's
tell you.
She's fierce as it's frozen tundra. As the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
See? I told you.
Yep, she is fierce. Oh. There you go. All right. And over.
And
sorry. No. I'm tired tonight, man. And over here, over in the WCOC studios and Champions Online in Millennium City, We have, of course, ourselves, Pokemon Mad Viking. We have Silvery Grant making sure the camera's aimed right at us and kicking the cameraman if he doesn't record. And Alan and the Teddysons, Clarence, Mr. Nom Nom, and that box, I keep forgetting its name. Session zero, something zero.
Talking about, I know you came in the middle of city time. Be glad you missed Ship of Heroes. That was a drinking game, and the liver would have died.
Yeah.
But when I talk about
your liver would have taken it.
Yeah. Now, I was talking about how my shows have been picking up as well as almost every show picking up.
Right.
Monty Hall put a few pictures in the City of Heroes forums under the Excelsior server for Dawn Radio. So if you want to take a look, the place was packed.
Really? All right. Well, I've been sick the last few weeks, so I haven't had time to do anything. I gotta do it. We just had an interesting weekend with our oil burner, so breaking character. So
enjoy the oil burner while you can. Remember, we both live in New York.
No, we had. Yeah. Did you hear about this one? You know how the president and vice president, they want to ban oil burners.
Yeah, then gas grills. Yes, I saw the picture of Kamala Harris with her gas-powered oven.
Yes, I find that very, yes. That raised many eyebrows.
At least it's not a fridge full of ice cream. We won't get into that one.
No, but it's just funny. It's like, excuse me.
And the thing is, like I said, me and Pogo, we both live in New York. We knew we're not going to go to Manhattan during the Thanksgiving Day parade. And then we hear about the protest there. And they're going like, why is there raising so much fuss? It's like, forget about the politics. Just the fact that the day before at the New York-Canada border, there was a car that went airborne a la Die Hard with a Vengeance exploding. And we were already on heightened alert. And then you glue yourself to the road in the middle of the Thanksgiving Day parade, and you thought nothing was going to happen?
Oh, I didn't hear about this. You know what it was? I was up late the night before. I recorded the parade. I haven't watched it yet. I watched bits and pieces of it. So I think sometime tomorrow I'll start.
I don't think they've actually showed that part. I mean, you have to look at the news to get that one.
Right.
Yeah, but
So what they did, protesters glued themselves to the...
Yeah, they were protesting about Palestine and Hamas. As like I said, forget the political part. The fact, like, the day before, a car went flying near the Border Patrol building at the New York-Canada border, where they were already at heightened alert, and then you pull that stunt. You didn't expect... That's called... Stop!
Well, in England, they have protesters about the oil, right? Where they're just sitting in the middle of the streets now.
All of Europe and Australia. Man, the Germans don't like that here. They're trying to run them over. They yank by hair.
Oh, yeah. People are dragging them off the streets now. If the police aren't doing it, people are just dragging them off the streets, letting cars go through. I mean, there are even women who, like, are fitness women over there, I'll say, like, bodybuilding women, who, like, just grab, like, one or two women at a time and throw them across the street, like, stay there. It's like, holy shit. But hold on, it gets better. So this guy was being interviewed by the reporter. Like, what do you think about this protest? Like, he's like, well, what is this protest about? And about people. He goes, yeah. And they handcuffed themselves to this truck. He goes, well, they're just, what an idiot. They're making themselves stupid. Why, about the protest? He goes, yeah, but that I work for this company. That oil, that truck, it's a truck full of cooking oil.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He starts cracking. The reporter can't help herself but crack up. It's like, oh my God. It's like, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah, so now you want to do that in New York. Good luck.
Oh, my God. New Yorkers protest. Yeah, I love the shirt. Let's protest the protesters or something like that. There was a group. I remember this video. There was a group, and what they did was they were protesting the protesters, and they saw where the protesters were getting ready to come out. They surrounded the protesters and were talking to them, and for the entire time, the rush hour traffic was there. They stopped the protesters because, oh, look, rush hour's over. Okay, you go now. It's like, wait, what? Yeah, we're here to stop you guys. Hey, Tundra Mouse. I am Tundra Mouse. I may be small, cute, and adorable, but I am fierce. What did you say? I am fierce. You better believe it.
Yeah. I know. It's like normally we try to avoid the politics, but when they're silly, they're worth mentioning.
Yeah. When it's humorous, you just gotta go with it. It's just...
We're old school. We have no problem laughing at anything.
You know, when it's a good cause, okay. But when you pull stuff like that, it's just real. What I have a problem with is this. When they stand there and you're stopping people from getting to their jobs to put food on their family's plates, you know, in their bank accounts to pay the bills, that's when I have a problem.
Well, I'm going like, let me get this straight. You're complaining about oil. So you stop traffic with people with their engines on in idle or in first gear.
Yeah. Causing more problems, causing emissions problems.
And making them burn more oil.
And I guarantee you none of these protesters have a job to begin with, so.
And Silver Egret, I can't wait to find out what comes to the protesters at Dawnmination this weekend. I know you got a good giggle when I did the Stan and Lou concert.
Yeah,
when it came to
coconut. That was yes.
I actually had coconut go, damn, I wasn't ready for that one. Pull the headphone back.
That was funny. That was good.
But I remember you go, no parade. Yeah, we had a freak snowstorm.
Yeah. A freak.
And, everyone's dressed in white. We had the leader of the parade is a white teddy bear holding a white sign with letters. All you saw was black eyes and whatever letters. That's it. That's all we saw.
That could have worked. All right. But here's my complaint about... Oh, I found this out Wednesday night after you guys went off the air. If you had gone to Macy's.com before the Thanksgiving Day parade, you could have got a preview of everything that was in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
You click on the parade button underneath it. It's like a preview thing. It showed you every float, every band, every balloon that was going to be
Maroon?
In it this year.
Baroon.
Balloon. Baroon. I said balloon. I said balloon. Everything, including, I can't remember what they call those things. It's part bicycle, part balloon. It's like a bicycle with a balloon head on the back of it.
I know what you're talking about, but when you first described it, I was having the pictures like around the world in 80 days or...
No.
Some kind of steampunk contraption.
Right. It's like that bowling ball with pins that they go down the road. It's like that. Then there was one, a bulldog. It's like a big bulldog head on the back of a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like all that stuff they show. So all the new floats, all the new balloons. Oh, there was a new one, an anime one, which I was like, oh, cool. But I knew about that one, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're coming up to the tone from the tune.
Yes. All right. All right. But I got to check out the parade. I got to check it out this week.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to mention it last week, and damn it, I forgot to record it, but it's on, if you have Max, it's there. Starting last night for 5 weeks, new episodes on Adult Swim of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
My name is Shake Zula, the Mike Brewer, the old schooler. I give it to you. Fry like a Montauk, rocky like a... It's like I remember doing
Meet
that.
Meet Wad, you're up next now. Meet Wad makes the money, see? Meet Wad gets the honeys, G. I saw my fingers and my toes, and I'm a Taurus. I love back in the day when they had the old guy. It was like he was reading from Masterpiece Theater, and he would just read the rap from the book. I was like, oh, my God. One night, we were at a Hamidin raid in City of Heroes, mm-hmm. and me and one of the guys, we were taking every other line.
Oh, that reminds me how busy we've been.
Yes.
I actually had someone
yes.
say, and I know it's one of the people that are listening in now, one of the people say
yes.
here, I'm missing a hammy raid for this radio station.
That's awesome.
Now, you know,
well, I'm sorry.
You know, when people are willing to miss a hammy raid on Excelsior.
They like this show. They like
yes.
this station. And before we begin, I want to say this about my character. A few weeks ago, I was level 47. I'm veteran level 4 now.
Yay, he's 50 plus 1.
And I have 278 badges now. Before I had 57.
And here I am at 1156. There's Monty Hall with 1100.
I'm working on it. I'm working on my exploration badges, but they are a pain in the ass. Some of those exploration badges. Like, holy shit. Once I get all the exploration, I'll work on the history badges.
Oh, and during a heavy raid, I actually started playing songs. My Heart, what else did I do? Mortal Kombat, while they were doing the hammy raid.
There you go.
So now Monty Hall goes, I got to pick a playlist for the Mothership raid. All right?
Oh,
so I'm
there
thinking
you go.
Like, I'm thinking like Dio from Heavy Metal, the actual Heavy
yes.
Metal song. Yeah, let's just go straight
yeah.
Heavy Metal movie soundtrack.
There you go.
Nosedive.
I was just about to say that. I love that movie. I remember South Park did it. Wow, where's everybody running to?
Major Boobage, yes. I remember that episode. All right, it's time for the tone from the tomb.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you have psychic or you're a villain and you have minions that match up to any of these people from the excerpts I'm about to read from, you need a major upgrade. Because these characters are heroic helpers and malicious minions from comic book history. Let's just face it, these are duds. You need an upgrade. Because these are members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. And we start off in the Golden Age, as we always do. Okay. This one.
Warning for any new people listening, this could get a little weird.
That's right. And remember, this is a cold read, which means I just put the bookmark in when I'm done this week, and I don't read it until now. So you get our honest, open reaction. We lost Tundra Mouse.
Probably roaming about.
Okay. Oh, she's listening. Okay, so this psychic, or minion, was created by George Brenner. Debuted in Crack Comics, number 21, of Quality Comics in February of 1942. They are a mascot to the clock. Favorite dish to serve, a knuckle sandwich. How quaint. Their quote, a woman gets toughened to the hard knocks of life. Wow. This psychic's name? Butch.
Oh, no. BC Police, We need protection. I have a hunch.
This is from 1942. There was no PC yet. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
I know,
but that's not
going to
stop them. You know this. You know that's not going to stop it.
1942. There's no PC police. Sorry, I gotta nix the PC police. All right, the clock. Okay, the clock is one of comicdom's oldest characters, debuting in 1936, years before prominent characters like Batman, Superman, and Captain America. In his sharp suit and simple mask, he was the model for dozens of other vigilantes. And he provided a direct link between the trigger-happy heroes of pulps and the costume do-gooders of comics. But the clock ran slower than his contemporaries when it came to having a sidekick. Badly wounded after a shootout with a gang of crooks, he wanders weakly through the streets of the city. Delirious, but desperate to keep his identity secret, the hero chooses to spend his final minutes in what he believes to be a deserted shack. At the end of a neglected alley. But the shack isn't deserted. It's home to the orphan street girl, Butch. Oh, so Butch is a girl. Okay.
That's right.
Despite her young
DC age. Police.
Equal opportunity. There you go. Despite her young age and short stature, Butch is tough as nails. As a strange injured man comes stumbling through her home, Butch's main concern is the invasion of her privacy. Hey, she shouts. What's the idea of busting in on a lady when she's dressing? The clock arrives just in time to pass out from his wounds. As several months tick by, Butch slowly nurses him back to health with a combination of first aid, hot milk, and heartfelt prayer. Believing her ward to be a crook on the run from the law, Butch is nonetheless disinclined to turn him over to the authorities. Please don't let this man die, she pleads with a higher power, even if he is a gangster. As a matter of fact, the clock turning out to be a gangster would suit Butch just fine. After her ministrations prove successful, the clock proceeds to leave the shack and resume his war on crime. But Butch has other ideas. I always wanted to be a mall, she confesses, haranguing the clock into taking her on as a partner. Butch promptly proves invaluable. With her job hawking newspapers on a street corner, she's privy to assorted scuttlebutt drifting up from the city's underworld. She's also tough, fearless, and relentless. Even the clock must concede to her constant demands, which usually means letting her tag along on his investigations. Now here's an editor's note. Butch was in fact the clock's second sidekick. Preceding her was Pat Pug, an ex-athlete who bore an uncanny resemblance to Brian O'Brien, the clock's secret identity.
Brian,
B-R-I-A-N, and O'Brien, O-apostrophe B-R-I-E-N. Okay. Okay. Let's get to the Silver Age quickly.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, we were spared.
Yes, and we're gone. This one, created by Joe Gill and Steve Ditko. Hey, I know that name.
Yeah.
This one debuted in Captain Atom 81, Charlton Comics, July 1966. Henchman to Dr. Spectro. Can masquerade as a mood ring, a pride flag, a basket of Easter eggs. Okay,
oh, no.
Here's a quote. Five Dr. Spectros, what havoc we can cause. They are the five faces of Dr. Spectro. Okay, this sounds like a bad MST3K movie. It really does. It sounds like something they would do. That's right. It sounds like something.
La, la, la.
Yeah. Okay, back in the day, I was in college when this premiered on Comedy Central. I got home one night and I was like, "Oh, we got Comedy Central back." Put it on. I'm calling my friends like, "Dude, what are you doing?" "Nothing. Come on over right now." "What? You got to check the show." "Well, all right, next Friday night, be here by midnight. You'll see. You got to check the show out." He came over and every time this season, you know, because after they were done showing the episodes, they showed some others, you know, they tried to do it for a couple, and then during the summer, for some reason, they showed other stuff. I don't know why. This is back in the day. But we were Misties, like old-school Misties, like from when they first ran it. And this is like, the name of it is something like they would show back then. Anyway, I don't want to. I'll get into it after I'm done with this. But, all right. So, few criminal masterminds have been able to do what Dr. Spectro did. Against all odds and defying reason, he became his own henchman. Spectro was a repeat opponent of Charlton Comics' Captain Atom, a tragic figure. He had begun his career as a medical doctor who invented colored rays capable of controlling human emotions and curing disease. But mockery from the medical community drove him to display his invention at a circus sideshow, of all places, where it inevitably attracted the attention of crooks. A struggle with a gang of bank robbers intent on using Spectro's inventions for crime results in Spectro stumbling into his own hate ray and become the malevolent Master of Moods. After an initial defeat, Spectro's disembodied form hovers in the upper atmosphere, using a powerful lightning storm to recombine his dissipated atoms with a crack and a bam. The plan succeeds, partially. Spectro has become five smaller versions of himself, each sporting a different color. Violet. I thought it was going to be violet. No, no. I thought it was violent yellow. Hold on. Violet, yellow, sky blue, avocado green, and deep orange, and distinct powers to match. The tiny baddies despise and plot against one another, but their individual colored rays are evenly matched, resulting in a detente. In order to recombine their bodies, thereby reincarnating the original self and resuming their torment of law and justice, they resolve to work together, though they do call each other fool a lot. But tragedy is built into Dr. Spectro's literally split personality. His violet self seems to have inherited the original doctor's urge to help humanity. During a raid, the violet Spectro is surprised by Kathy, a young girl whose illness confines her to crutches. Touched by her condition, he tries his purple ray on the girl and discovers that its healing properties remain intact. Kathy can once again walk unaided, and this fragment of Spectro's personality pledges to ensure that his recombined form will once again help people, even if his other selves anticipate a return to death and destruction. Did the violet Spectro's plan work? It's difficult to say. Captain Atom interrupts the reincarnation plan at the moment of fusing. The five pint-sized doppelgangers are reunited as a full-grown but raving mad villain, and Atom is left to wonder what would have happened had he not interfered. Would the United Dr. Spectro have ever been good again, he ponders, as Spectro is led away in handcuffs? Will I ever know the truth?
Only if DC recreates him, because Captain Atom is that Captain Atom.
No, it's a different Captain Atom, because this is Charlton Comics in 1966.
Right, and DC picked up Charlton.
That's the same guy. Right, but they changed his costume. Change his costume.
Right.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Hold on, I need a drink for this one.
Oh, no. That's not a good sign, people.
I need to wet my whistle, but as they said, it was like, God, I wish I had a drink right now. All right, this is the modern age. This one was created by Bertram Fitzgerald and Gus Lemoine, debuted in Fast Willie Jackson, Fitzgerald Periodicals, October 1976. Partnered with Fast Willie Jackson, not intended for Jive Turkeys.
Oh, no.
You got to be jiving. And they are Fast Willie Jackson's friends. All right, here we go. The Teen Humor Comic. Is a long-standing and fruitful tradition. Along with, obviously, Archie Comics titles, successful examples include the long-running Swing with Scooter, Binky's Buddies, and Date with Debbie from DC Comics. Likewise, Marvel Comics titles such as Millie the Model and Patsy and Hetty produce characters that still pop up to this day. Not as often remembered is Fast Willie Jackson. Fitzgerald periodicals largely focused on educational titles that explored African American history, but their teen humor venture occupied a space that comics rarely explored, having an almost exclusively African American cast that was peppered with other underrepresented identities. Fast Willie was the Archie of the group, a luckless but good-hearted all-American kid. His supporting cast was a daffy bunch defined by exaggerated characteristics. Some served as sidekicks, others as rivals, and these roles could shift from one story to the next. His jughead was JoJo, who took every obstacle in stride. Willie's primary rival, Frankie, attracted the attention of every girl in town, including D.D. Williams, the strip's Betty-slash-Veronica hybrid character. Their muscle-bound moose was Beefy Hannibal. Authority figures included Officer Flagg, called either the Man or the Sheriff by Willie's friends, and teacher Ms. Jane Fronda. The gang hung out at a soda shop owned by the put-upon Jose Martinez. He even had a Sabrina of sorts in the form of local fortune teller's sister Zola's Caribbean niece, Cleo. And utterly, hold on. They started setting up things.
Already?
And utterly unique to the world of Fast Willie Jackson was Jabbar, a black militant whose constant comedic outrage proved some of the more questionable laughs in the series. Unfortunately, the book lasted 7 issues, only briefly filling a sorely felt vacuum. Archie Comics had just recently added their first African-American character, Valerie, and the most prominent African-American teen humor personalities of the decade, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, would not make their Saturday morning debut for another year. For all their flaws, Fast Willie and his sidekicks brought this genre of stories to an audience who had never been represented in this way. But in the grand scheme, the comic never made a splash, which is genuinely regrettable. And let's see. Yep. And there you have it for this week's entries from the League of Regrettable Sidekicks.
And if you want to complain about the with the PC police, write this to Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That's right, yes. Wait. What? Princess Battlecry saying time for Christmas family hour? No, it's not even December yet. No.
Which does bring the question. What am I talking about? Both Christmas Day and New Year's Day are Mondays. Guess what?
All right. Well, we're going to have 2 weeks off. If Christmas Day and New Year's Day are Mondays, we will be away. So sorry. Oh, man. That means Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are Sundays.
Right.
Shit. That's D&D night. Oh, man. I just ordered the Yuletide one-shot for this year.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to write to them tomorrow. I got to write. Because I ordered this one-shot for Halloween.
Mm.
Oh, we're going to send it in with your next one shot. I was like, yeah, that doesn't come until November. They finally sent it to me the week before Halloween, and we never got to do it. So I'm going to save it for next
week. I just saw the silly tune name of the week. Bull.
Is that the guy who just passed us?
Yeah, I'll spell the last name. S-H-I-D-D-E-R. As in Delta.
Okay, you know what's really funny about that? Back during the first run of City of Heroes, there was a group, the Running of the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
right? And anytime there was a community event, these guys would show up as big bulls like that running around.
Yep.
They would run in circles, read everybody going, moo, moo, right? And they would just follow each other. So me and the co-leader, Virtue Honor Guard, Cora Connor, we would just join in, go, moo, moo. We would just follow them. And they'd turn around and start yelling at us. We'd yell back. And they in tells, they go, LOL, more the merrier. And I think we became friends with them, like not a coalition, but anytime they showed up, like somebody should stop them. And it's like, what are you two doing? We're stopping them. We're trying to chase them around. It's like, why are you mooing? No, we're talking to them bull. We're telling them, we're actually telling them to get out of here. And the funny thing is they'd only stay there for like 5 minutes at most. And then they leave. It was the funniest thing though. See, Silver Grand, okay, here's the thing. I don't know if people are listening, how people are listening to the show, but each week I get a count of how many people listen to the show. And I know last week a lot of people tuned in. We had a lot of people here in WCOC and on the steps mm-hmm. of, City Hall and Atlas Park in
right
City of Fear. It said I had zero listeners last week.
Someone was asleep at the switch.
What?
Someone was asleep at the switch over. But then again,
yeah.
How many times?
I'm like, who's counting?
And I know we had listeners. We had listeners. We had people on the ground going, I can't take anymore. Drink.
I know Natalia was passed out in here on the floor. We have people on the table here. Like, what the hell, man? Like, what's going on? So does anybody know what's supposed to happen, what this week's event's going to be? Are we having an event this week?
Well, I know sooner or later they'll be turning on the Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's either this week. I'm thinking it's either – oh, no, probably next week because this week is still December. I mean, November. I know what month it is.
Well, remember, Friday's December 1st. So it could
right.
be that Thursday / Friday update.
Oh, that's true. But I know sometimes they let it go till the week into January. Let me see something here. Hold on. I've already told
people, yes, the Christmas music is now available, and it's up to the DJ discretion.
No, you're supposed to wait till December 1st. You know what I thought was weird? Today on, I don't know what channel, they show Christmas specials all day.
It must be the Hallmark channel.
Okay. No. It was like AMC because yesterday or this weekend they had Friday into Saturday was 24 hours of Elf, and then Saturday night into Sunday was 24 hours of Christmas Story. Not a Christmas Story. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It could have been worse. It could have been Lifetime, where. Lifetime channel where men are worthless. Every one of their movies,
God.
The man is worthless.
No, you're
Hallmark.
Right. It could be the Hallmark.
Yeah.
No.
At least the Hallmark. Sooner or later, there's going to be that one guy who didn't like the woman in the first place, then likes the woman, and they finally get together all the way at the end. And it's like
there's a Hallmark. There's a Hallmark Christmas movie channel. It shows nothing but Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, God. No!
And one of the Hallmark channels will, like, 6 months, you know how they go Christmas in July because it's 6 months of Christmas? They will do a weekend marathon. Or they'll do, like, Christmas in July. All July,
oh,
they will
God.
Show Christmas movies. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? That's how many movies Hallmark has made over the years.
It's like, enough!
Yeah. Stop it. Just leave me alone. Go away. Just stop it. Go away. Just leave me alone.
Or it could be worse. It could be a new sci-fi movie. Sharknado versus Santa Claus. Spelled C-L-A-W-S.
Oh, God. It could be worse. It could be Sharknado versus Zombie Tidal Weave. What side does Ian Zerling take in that one? He's in both of them.
With Tara Reid.
What was
it's got to have Tara Reid.
It has to, because she's got to be in the Sharknado one.
Yep.
All right, hold on a minute. I'm checking something here. I'll tell you what channel it's on, the channel I was thinking of. Hold on. It's got to be... Yeah, AMC. Oh, White Christmas is coming, the one I haven't seen. The one I want to watch this year.
Oh, the Bing Crosby one?
It's Yeah. I haven't seen. Now, what's
okay.
Funny, though,
well, that
is...
One gets... That one gets a pass.
Yeah.
That one gets a pass.
That's how they're, I think that's how they're ending. And then there's nothing on the rest of the week until Friday, December 1st. I think that's December 1st. Like, I knew they were going to do they do this every, like, Thanksgiving weekend. They started doing, like, last year, the year before, they did the 24 hours of Elf and 24 hours of Christmas Vacation. Yeah, Friday is the thing. But I got to tell, I don't know if I told you this last year. I saw they came out with A Christmas Story Christmas, like the official sequel to A Christmas Story.
Oh, God.
No. Ralphie's grown up, and he goes back home. And because he wants to give his family Christmas like he had grown up, it's the perfect sequel to A Christmas Story. If you're a fan of A Christmas Story, this one makes you smile at the end.
He didn't
it's
shoot his eye out?
What was that? No. But, like, I didn't see the sequel. I didn't see A Christmas Story 2. I heard that was horrible. They did another one where, I can't remember the name of it. It was taken from Gene Shepard's book, which I actually read. And to me, I'm like, how did they get A Christmas Story from this book? Except Gene Shepard helped write the script.
Hmm.
You know, and that's the only reason they were able to do A Christmas Story. That's the only thing I got from that. Because the book it was based on, like, he had to fill them in on some other stuff, because there's no way they got that.
I almost forgot. We have to make a push. We have to make a push. If anyone has connections to devs on City Heroes and or Champions, we need the dance emotes of the Peanuts.
Oh, yes.
Now, not just one. No. We need them all.
I love the Snoopy one where he's dancing with his nose up in the air and his feet are going like 90 miles an hour.
We're talking the disco moves of Lucy. We're talking the somewhat emo moves of, he actually has a name.
Which one?
The one that does the shoulder, you know, look at one shoulder, go to the next shoulder. I can't think of his name. I just had it, too. But anyway, Sally and Linus doing that little jig dance there. One's got to carry a blanket. One has to carry a blanket.
Yes.
And let's not forget the hand stretched out and the head bobbing to the shoulders. and let's not forget the zombie.
Oh. Yes. Hold on. Hold it. Hold everything.
Holding.
We only got a couple minutes left. I got to bring something up.
Okay.
As you know, back at the beginning of November, I completed the extralife.org charity giving marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But we've only raised $400. I want
to
thank the anonymous donor who donated $200. Thank you. We're at $400, but we're not done. There's still time to raise money.
Got till New Year's Eve.
Not to New Year's. That's right. So I am going to put the link here because no amount of money is too big or too small. I'm going to put that local, I'm going to put in the coalition. Guys, you can still donate. I'm always grateful for the previous year's donations.
I do. I still feel guilty because I think when you had took over for Don Con, you know, it did put more pressure on you to do that than the other. So I do.
I think this year what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing it sooner because I actually signed up in the spring, but we said let's hold off for a certain time. So I think this year I'm just going to start maybe in April, March or April, and see what we get this year. But there it is. Any amount, $1, $5, $10, $20, any amount will do. You know, it all adds up. I know Christmas is here. Christmas time is here. And usually at this point, hey, we're done. We did it.
All right. Later on, I think Hot Wings probably may pop on. If not, then you got tomorrow with Coconut on Dawn Radio.
Right. Yes. And I got to do some voice lines. And I was telling her about this weekend. She was asking about the D&D campaign. Yeah, we had a little snafu this weekend, Mad. Our DM got sick, so we did a one-shot. But next week, we're supposed to, as far as I know, we're supposed to get back on track with the main campaign again. Mm. If you'd like to join us again, we'd like to have you.
Well, it's another case of see what I have to fill in, because I had to fill in for Tricky Raven.
Okay. Well.
Oh. So.
Well.
Time for
yeah.
The, yeah, big
All
ending.
Right. So that brings us to another show before we get kicked off the air. And just like that, we get the 90-second warning. All right. Really quickly. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. You guys rock. Without you guys, me and Mad Viking would just be talking about all this stuff by ourselves. Anyway, it's good to have an audience. Remember, just keep watching those genre shows, those movies. Read those comic books. Read those novels. Keep it going, folks. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Remember, not donating is not allowed in the Orbit Room.
No, it is allowed in the Orbit Room. No, anywhere you can donate from.
I said not donating.
Oh, not donating.
Not
I didn't hear that. You know why she talked over you saying there's 60 seconds left. All right, yes. Donate. And anything else?
Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. We'll see you all next week. And stick around for dawnradio.org. Embrace the dawn. I think that's all you have to say.
Yep.
Anything else? I think that's it. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. You guys rock. We'll see you next week for another episode of Paragon Radio. Until then, stay super. Oh, gee, we still have 10 seconds left. Gee, it's either we go over or we go under.
Bye.
All right. Have fun, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy trails to you. Okay. Okay, now we're done.
Okay.
All right. Okay, have a good night. Thank you for co-hosting. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.